Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of the Holy Spirit, that as the scriptures are read and your word proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. Amen. So we are continuing. We are in the second half of our Summer Story Sermon Series, Season 2. Today, our scripture is based on Matthew 13, 1 through 23, Mark 4, 1 through 20, and Luke 8, 1 through 15. And the title of our story is A Farmer's Seeds in God's Words. So hear now the story. Jesus often told stories with lessons about God. These stories are called parables. One day, big crowds of people followed Jesus as he walked along the shore of the lake. So he got into a boat and taught the people from there, and he told them this story. A farmer went out into the field to plant some seeds. Some of the seeds fell on a path where the dirt was hard. Then birds flew down and ate the seeds. Some of the seeds fell around stones and rocks, and the seeds began to grow into little plants. But there wasn't enough dirt on top of the rocks for strong roots to grow down into the earth. So the little plants dried up and died. And some of the seeds fell where weeds were growing. The seeds began to grow, but the weeds shut out the sunshine the plants needed. So these little plants soon died too. But some of the seeds fell on good ground. There was plenty of soft dirt that was ready for the seeds. The rain watered those seeds and the sun warmed them. And soon they grew bigger and bigger. And after a few months, there was a large crop of grain. There was 100 times as much as the farmer had planted. When Jesus was alone with his disciples, they asked him to explain this parable to them, and he told them that the seeds are like God's words, and the farmer is the one who brings God's word to people. Some of the people who hear God's words have hard hearts, like the hard path. They won't believe God's message. Just as the birds ate the seeds that fell on the hard path, these people let Satan take God's words away. He makes them think that other things are more important than God. Others who hear God's words are happy to hear them at first, and they try to obey him. But as soon as they have trouble or hear others laughing at them, they turn away from God. They are like the places with stones and rocks. Some people hear God's words and are glad, but afterward they begin to care more about their money and their things than they do about God. These things crowd Jesus out of their lives, just as weeds can crowd out many seeds. But some people listen carefully to everything God says. They remember God's words and try every day to please God by obeying them. They are like good soil, where seed grows well and there's a crop of up to 100 times as much seed as a farmer planted. This is the story of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God for it. Pray with me. Gracious and holy God, today we hear your story in a way that is tangible for us. Sometimes we need the opportunity to hear the words in a way that we can relate to understand, that we may better see how you are working in and through our time together. So this story about the farmer and about seeds and about soils and about the obstacles in this life that you have called us to lean, allow us to hear with fresh hearts and open minds what you would have us hear this day. That I can get out of my own way, that rather your truth will be made evident through the words of my mouth and the collective meditations of our hearts. May they be pleasing to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So we know that God is a master gardener. How do we know this? Because the original story of creation was this beautiful creation of all things, right? Light and water and soil and plants and beautiful flora, fauna, birds of the air, fishes in the sea, right? Like, we know that God was an incredible creator, and God also created humanity. And there's this beautiful relationship between God and humanity, because where did they gather? They gathered in the garden. You know, all of these beautiful things that God had created. And I don't know about you, but there have been moments where I'm like, I would really love to know how to grow a garden and pour plants in my house. Truth be told, let me see. This dirt right here that the kids said looked mostly like mulch is currently housing a dead plant at my house. I do not have a green thumb. I don't have a brown thumb. I have definitely a black thumb. I am not lucky when it comes to that, because there are certain things that you need to provide, right? Sunlight, water, dirt, maybe some nutrients every now and then, right? And I just get too busy and I just don't do that. And then what happens? My plants die. I am much better with a dog that will remind me that it's time to be fed than a plant that just sits in a corner, right? But there was a time when I was working at the church that I came to faith in, and there was a master gardener who was a member there, and he had taught classes at NC State, and he's had this vision of a garden. He said, wouldn't this plot of land right here on the corner of the church grounds make a great garden? And I was like, okay, if you say so. And then he invited me to go and harvest some bamboo so that we could build some frameworks for plants to grow on and an arch. I'm like, that I can do. But please don't tell me that I need to amend the soil to make sure that it is the right pH balance and with the right nutrients to grow what you want it to grow. I can be on the sides, but I'm not that master gardener. Thankfully, there are other people that have that knowledge, and we can walk alongside of them, right? We can be the support team for that. And so I was thinking about this and the different soils. What's amazing is that truly all of that came from my house. Now, if I mixed it all together, chances are it would make a really great fertile soil, right, to plant some things, maybe. Miss Deanie's looking at me like, nah, you got to get rid of the gravel first. you know, but I look at my yard right now, and thank goodness for sod in the front yard, because that is the only reason why I have grass. And then the back is like every type of weed you could possibly imagine. And thank goodness for Storm Debbie that watered the heck out of it. They are fantastic, and I know that I'm going to have to cut them down. But this idea of the Word of God, and as I'm reflecting on this, when we think, and this is not a rhetorical question, but something that I'm actually curious about. When someone says to you, God's Word, what does that make you think of? Huh? The Bible, yeah? What else does it make you think of? Existence, okay? Ten Commandments, kind of the rules of life, right, as a community of faith. So how many of you have heard Word with a capital W versus Word with a lowercase w, right? When we say Word with a lowercase w, we're talking about words in general. You know, could be anything, just those basic words. But when we say Word with a capital W, we are actually talking about Jesus. Because Jesus is the Word of God incarnate. So when we go and reread John, the Gospel of John, say the Word was with God, was there from the very beginning, Jesus is the ultimate Word. And yes, we do have the Word of, you know, the words of God contained in Holy Scripture. Pull it out. Where's my Bible? I promise I have one. You know, we do. We say, well, this is God's word. God's words, lowercase w, but there's only one capital W word, and that is Jesus. And so we can read this, and it can fall upon our ears, and we may not understand, right? Or there are parts where we're like, I cannot understand this story or what that is trying to tell me. And I know just in conversation with lots of folks that we tend to have a harder time with the Old Testament than we do with the New Testament, right? Because they're like, well, I understand God to be a God of love, and this just doesn't reconcile to that, right? And that is part of the thing that Sarah Bessie talks about in Out of Sorts. But when we talk about God's word, we're talking about Jesus, that we on the other side of Christ's suffering, death, and resurrection have a different lens in which to view and read scripture. The lens that we read that through is through Jesus, and very much so this parable about the different soil types and rocks and thorns and things like that was Jesus giving them a lens to understand how God is working in and through the world. You know, he gave them real concrete examples of, you know, we can think about sand. That one's not really mentioned, but we know that the foolish man built his house upon the sand, where the wise man built his house upon the what? The rock. Right? Because we know that the sand is not a strong foundation, but the rock will always stand and give us a firm base. And, you know, talking about how the word may fall upon, you know, the farmers out there. The farmers, in all likelihood, has amended the soil, tilled the soil, weeded the soil, troweled the soil so that those plants would have the most opportunity to thrive, right? But Jesus is telling us that God's presence and God's word, and particularly Jesus, may hit people at different places in their life. That there may be times where we hear about Jesus and we're standing on the sand, and our foundation is not very firm. And just a simple storm could totally wipe that out. And then what do we have? We're struggling. Or we may be standing on the gravel, right? And we're like, oh yeah, the rock, it's stable. But have you ever walked barefoot on gravel? No, thank you. Like, that is terrible, you know? And we can be like, well, okay, that's firm. But, you know, that word that Jesus may fall in between, but can it really grab a hold of that rock for sustenance and thriving, right? But maybe in the crevices, you know, have you ever looked at pictures of mountainscapes and you see this beautiful flowering plant in the side of a mountain and you go, how? Right? Because God can work even in the most unlikely of circumstances. But for us, when we think about gravel and how uncomfortable it is, those could be those hard places in our lives. The difficulty that we may be walking through. Maybe it's financial. Maybe it's job change. Maybe it's medical condition. Maybe it's family dynamics, right? Or it could just be, I'm going to step out. Don said it last week. In this particular season of time as a country, we know that this is a really not comfortable place to be because we all have different perspectives, right? So that's kind of like, okay, so are our hearts hard and are our minds open? Sometimes they are and sometimes they're not. Hopefully, we're somewhere kind of in this middle. Do you know what I mean? Like, we're kind of here. Like, sometimes maybe we're the dried out mulch that if you just give us a little drink of water, we might be okay. We can do something there. And then this is actually topsoil that maybe we could amend where we are to give us a little extra nutrients. But man, this stuff looks great. Right here. This is the dirt I want to be. How about you? You want to be this kind of dirt? Yeah, me too. Because we are then fully open and ready to hear what Jesus would have us hear. That when it hits us, it will land in a way that will take root. we hear the story of the trees that are planted along the riverbed, and they dig their roots in deep so that they can take in the water of life, that they may grow. And oftentimes when we look at trees, we may see the trunk and we may see the canopy, but we have no idea the depth and reach of their underground root system, right? And so Jesus is saying, you're going to hear what I have to tell you, and sometimes it's just going to fall and bounce right off. And you're going to hear what I have to tell you, and sometimes it's going to grab a hold, and you're going to be able to cling to it for a very short time period, but something's going to happen, and it's going to wither away. You're going to turn away from me. Or there may be a time when Jesus, the Word of God, falls in us, and we just grab onto that. And the nourishment of God through the power of the Holy Spirit will help it grow. We hear about the fruit of the Spirit, right? That we may bear good fruit in the world, that fruit is God's love, and we manifest it through, I'm looking at you, Reagan, joy, peace. I put you on the spot. Okay. So I know the first three are joy, peace, and love, patience, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. That's eight. Did I forget one? Goodness, that's what we missed. Thank you, Lori. But this idea of how is that that's growing, right? So when we hear Jesus, we hear the Word of God, meaning that we fully embrace who Jesus is and what Jesus modeled in the world. We then grow. And what we share in the world is like that abundant harvest, where it may have just been those little itty bitty pieces, but the crop, the harvest is just so much bigger than we could have expected, right? So much bigger. And I look at our kids. Looking at you, Haley. We are planting seeds in their life. But here's the thing. Jesus is also planting seeds in your life. Right? Words of hope, words of love, words of peace, of goodness, kindness, patience, gentleness, self-control, generosity, right? Faithfulness. Forget it. I still have some work and growth to go. Okay, thank you. As long as you don't make me sing it, we'll be good. But this idea is that Jesus is always here, giving us these seeds of hope and peace and love that can grow in us, that it's about our growth. We are not there yet. We aren't. We have a long way to go, and thanks be to God that God doesn't give up on us, and that the Spirit continues to move and guide us. And when we're hard and being stubborn like that gravel, God's still working on us. And when we're over here and we're on wishy-washy sand and we're not really sure what's up, what's down, God is still working on us. And when the moment is right, where things just seem to line up the way that they're supposed to, where our hearts are open, our minds are ready, and our arms are thrown open wide, God is still working on us. Friends, it's about growth. It's about growing in the way that God calls us to grow. It's about accepting the word Jesus, so that others may come to see Jesus through us. Thank you for being here, to grow your roots here, to be planted, to be nourished, to be strengthened, to be encouraged. And we also need to share that into the world. Thanks be to God for a love like that.